Rashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Signaling a temporary truce, the Reserve Bank and the government on Monday agreed to refer to an expert committee the contentious issue of appropriate size of reserves that the RBI must hold, while restructuring of stressed loans of small businesses would be considered by the central bank. The setting up of the committee, whose members will be decided by the government and the RBI, followed a marathon 9-hour-long meeting of the central board that discussed threadbare issues that had brought the central bank and the finance ministry at loggerheads. The government on Monday virtually ruled out the possibility of bailout package for cash-strapped Jet Airways, with Civil Aviation Minister Suresh Prabhu saying that a private airline's management has to make sure that the carrier functions properly. The Civil Aviation Ministry has also decided not to intervene with respect to Jet Airways' request seeking more time for making payments to airport operators, as such matters need to be dealt commercially between the two entities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Monday set an ambitious target of India breaking into top 50 nations on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business ranking and said efforts are on to nearly double the size of the country's economy to $5 trillion. Reforms will continue and procedures would be further eased to make it easier for companies to do business in the country, he said, adding efforts are on to increase the size of the economy to $5 trillion. In a third resignation from the Yes Bank board, independent director Rentala Chandrasekhar on Monday put in his papers, according to a regulatory filing. Besides, the private sector lender is expected to overhaul its board after receiving nod from its promoters, sources said. The bank cited personal reasons for Chandrasekhar's resignation. Yes Bank's Nomination and Remuneration Committee is reviewing the performance of the board members, according to sources. The RBI got cracking after its 9-hour board meeting on Monday, announcing it will buy government securities under open market operations for rupees 8,000 crore on November 22nd. The central bank said that considering the liquidity situation in India, the RBI will buy these securities through multi-security auction using the multiple price method. Earlier, the Reserve Bank of India concluded a critical day-long board meeting on a cordial note. The RBI board has reportedly come to the conclusion that the existing committee of the RBI will oversee the issue of relaxing PCA norms for banks. Mark Zuckerberg's problem doesn't seem to end. Instagram, the popular photo-sharing network owned by Facebook, was hit by the bug over the weekend, which exposed the passwords of some of its users to public. Instagram was quick to notify the users whose passwords were revealed, but damage to the social media giant's reputation has taken another hit. The spokesperson of the company said that the issue was identified and the affected users were informed immediately. The bug was related to the feature that Instagram had rolled out in April that allows users to download all of their data. Social media giant Facebook has said that it has removed 800 million and 754 million fake accounts in quarter 2 and quarter 3 respectively. Mark Zuckerberg revealed the data in a note titled "A Blueprint for Content Governance and Enforcement." The note came less than a day after the New York Times highlighted the failure on part of Facebook to identify Russian interference in the US elections and deal with fake news. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news.